must be about 150,000 litres.
I don't know, that was just purely a guess.
Of water hanging in the air between me and a coffee, which I really, really need. I've just pulled into a virtually empty Open University car park, mainly because I'm using a small one. Round the side, very close to a covered walkway, which is about four massive puddles away from me. If I can make it to the covered walkway, actually step out of the car into the deluge, into the covered walkway, I may arrive at my job, coffeed up, and maybe a tad clammy, not saturated, which is what's going to happen. I left a very sunny, summery village. The fate was on and everything was in full swing in its gloriousness. And looked at a big Tilly waterproof hat and a waterproof jacket as I left. Didn't pick it up. Picked up a cotton hoodie. Just not prepared for this kind of crap. I'm not in my normal Land Rover, which has, you know, enough gear for me to survive a kind of a mild apocalypse. So, in my shorts and my ankle socks and very flimsy trainers, I'm just going to have to do it, aren't I? I'm working at the Open University today, delivering a workshop around digital story making and building, going into the curation, and working with Open University students and not academics for a while, which is interesting stuff. There's a big conference on today, OSA. I don't know what it stands for exactly. I should really probably research that. I'm relying quite heavily on my partner in crime and assistant on this, Jane Matthews, who helps out with a lot of my Open University stuff, making sure that people turn up, they know where they're going, they know what kind of prep we need before they get there, you know, the kind of apps that are needed to download, and kind of vetting people to make sure they at least have a phone or some kind of mobile device. It's getting heavier, stop getting heavier! And today I've got to fit quite a hefty chunk of workshop into a small chunk of time. I've had the time whittled right down, so whereby I normally give a, I hope, entertaining and meandering introduction to how I use these tools, I'm just going to have to go straight into kind of tips, tricks and methodology. I prefer the word methodology to techniques, don't you? I think methodology enables you room for experimentation and artistic interpretation. I always think method is softer than technique, which sounds a bit more scientific. So, that's what we'll be doing. Lots of that. But first, into the wet. Let me just open the door so you can hear the glorious sound of rain on floor. Oh, must have the lights on. No, just rain on the inside of car door. Right, man up. These summer showers. We've been so lucky. This is good, isn't it? This is making stuff greener. I just hacked away like the garden yesterday in a very small break I was taking in my workshop preparation for the next few days, because I'm working tomorrow as well. Can you believe that? Or at least meetings tomorrow in Paris, and then I'm working the next day in Paris. And I took a break just to cut the path and the hedges and everything back. I was finding it difficult getting to my shed. Rain, sunlight. It's like we're in some kind of huge botanical experiment. Never rains, but it pours. Righto. Just have to get on with it.